We'll speak this week a little bit about having a non-Jew perform malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. So we'll speak specifically about kablonos. Kablonos is contracted work. Contracted work is not a schir yom, is not where we're paying the non-Jew per hour. It's a contractual agreement. It's a defined service that he's going to do for the Jew, a completed product. So this is less of an issue because it's not like we're paying him for Shabbos. We're paying him for a product, and he may choose to do it on the Shabbos. So, for example, a person is allowed to send his car to the garage for repairs before Shabbos, even though you're pretty sure the mechanic may be doing the work on Shabbos. As long as you don't tell him to do the work on Shabbos, and you don't say I'm picking it up right after Shabbos. Obviously, that's tantamount to telling him to do it on Shabbos. In addition, also it should be that it's not recognizable, assuming it's going to be in our neighborhood, it's not recognizable that it's your car. So if it's, I have my license plate, it says Wiener on my silver Jaguar, so that's not appropriate. People know exactly whose car that is, and they're going to be seeing the work being done. That's when it comes to dropping off a car, let's say dropping off the cleaning. The cleaning is at the laundry, is also acceptable. But what about something that involves working on the Jew's property? Let's say someone has a contractor working to build his house. So there are two issues. Number one is the issue of marasayin. Could be people may think that I asked him to work on Shabbos, especially to get the job done. And zilzel Shabbos. It's an affront to the dignity. It's offensive to the dignity of Shabbos. So much of this, such noisy work going on. Besides that, it's a disturbance to the neighbors who are there. Ben Adam Lachadero, it's an issue of zilzel Shabbos. And that's something that's completely inappropriate. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Mem Dalid, based on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Anachol Lahachmir Shelo Yikansubo. If a non-Jew built a house for a Jew and part of the work was done on Shabbos, it's proper that the Jew not use the house. So the Achronim write, Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Katan Chaf, the Achronim Kasvu Dibidi Eved Yesh Lismoch Bekablonos Adas Rabbeinu Tam Umutar Ladurbo Afilu La'asmo. Rabbeinu Tam was leaned in such a case not to permit the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, but at least to permit the Jew to get Hana from that house. Could you imagine how many people have had their house built on Shabbos would be homeless if they followed this Chumra? But we can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, who says since it was done as contract work, not that we should allow such a thing, but if it was done, b'di'evid, we're allowed to live in the house. And the Ramah actually says, certainly if the Jew told the non-Jew, I don't want you working on Saturday, and he did it anyway because he wanted to get the job done quicker for himself, so then certainly not an issue to get Hana, to get pleasure from that work that was done on Shabbos. Something you have to remember, even though it's kablonis, it seems that the job is being done, I'm not asking the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, the maras ayin issue, that it looks like I may have asked him to do extra work to finish it up on Shabbos, or the zilzel Shabbos, are two issues that we have to take into account, besides, of course, the Beit Adam Lachaveru potential prohibition as well. Wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom.